What's up, Fruline?
What's up, everybody?
Today is a new day. Today is the first week into the year. How do you feel?
You know what I realized? I don't like doing
what's it called? Resolutions, like, off the bat. You know what I mean? I like to settle into them. I don't need them happening right away. I like them getting into it. I don't need to get into my resolutions immediately. Let me settle in. I like to settle into most things. My son is like that. He likes to see things or, like, watch things for a bit, experience it, and then dive in. And I think that's me. So happy new year. If I haven't said it already, which I probably did last week. I think I'm all ready for summer. You know what I mean? I'm in Los Angeles and I'm ready for summer. My son's head off. As always, jlarsoncomedy.com, jlarsoncomedy on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My special, Me Being Me, you know, it's free on YouTube right now. If you haven't watched it, please go watch it. Rate it, comment on it, share it with friends. We've had it up for 2.5 months. It's got 200,000 views. That's great. I want to get that thing to 1 million. That's all I care about. And I don't even care about that. You know, why do I even say that? Because I don't really care about that. I just think it would be dope to be like, yeah, we're at 1 million views. That we did it. We just put it out. Really haven't promoted yet. That's a goal, by the way. I was telling my brother was out here for the holidays. God, guys, I got to tell you, if you are lucky enough to be around your family, as crazy as our families are all nuts. Your parents are nuts. Your cousins are nuts. Everyone's nuts. Okay. And all I got was my bro for the holidays. Everybody else is somewhere else. And I loved it. There's just something. I don't know what. I guess it's just me being so far away from my family. I'm making excuses for why you should enjoy your family. How fucking crazy is that? Anyway, I loved having my brother out here. And because it's like, I'm like, oh, is this would it be like if, like, I lived home, or if he lived here, or if, like, you know, if my sister lived here or I lived there, you know, would I be sharing more and be able to, like, discuss more? I would. Got to bring my brother to a show at the Comedy Store main room. Fucking main room, bro. If you come to L.A., if you don't live in L.A., obviously you guys are comedy fans. Or you're just Jay fan. But if you're a comedy fan, you got to come to L.A. and get to the Comedy Store. And do yourself a favor, too. Go to the original room and the main room, because it's just different experiences. I got to bring my brother there, which is always fun. Excuse me, I'm tired. Let me tell you something right now. If you don't have kids, don't have them. Do I love my kids? More than anything. More than any single thing in the world. But if you don't have kids, don't have them. Don't have them. Okay? God, it's just like everything. One of them won't go to bed. The other one goes to bed fine, but then wakes up and is having nightmares. And then you're like, is it really a nightmare? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, we'll go back to bed. And they're like, no, now I'm fucking scared out of my mind. And you're like, are you really, though? And then you're like, yeah, they're bawling, crying right now. Anyway. What was I saying? Guys, remember last year, my wits were, like, unbelievable, right? I was like, I would start with something and then I drift off to, like, 5 different things and then always come back. Something happened, dude. Anyway, I'm not on top of my resolutions. I'm eating like shit. I went to Burger King today. Let me just be honest. Original chicken sandwich, large onion rings, large Coke, double cheeseburger, and a fucking shake. It's just like, I'm one or the other. I am the most extreme human being of all time. I'll get back on it. If my buddy Fran watches this right now, he'd be like, you didn't tell me that on the phone today. Anyway, greatest thing happened to me today. Greatest thing ever fucking happened to me today. God, this is the greatest thing today. I'm driving, okay? I'm a little zoned out. There's two lanes. One is going to veer right and also go straight, and the other one's just going straight. I need to go straight. And I'm in the middle lane that could go right or left, right? And there's a guy in front of me. He doesn't know what decision he's doing, so I'm like, let me get around this guy. So I go left, but I never looked over, and there was a guy there, and I cut him off drastically. But I gunned it immediately just to let him know, like, hey, I'm an idiot, but, you know, I gunned it. And I just kept driving. And then he pulled up next to me and, like, is hanging out the window going, like, dude, what are you doing? And immediately I was like, dude, my bad, my bad. And this guy, this is what's great about America. This is what's great about people. This is what's great about the world. He just goes, got it. And I was like, that's it. It's that simple. He's mad. But I said, you're right, dude, my bad. And he was like, all right, good to know. Just want to let you know. I know he was so calm. Like, hey, man, you're being a dick. And I was like, you're right, I am being a dick. And he's like, thanks for acknowledging, man. Have a good day. And then he waved like, all right, I got you. Cool. Oh, it felt so good. I've done that. I've been like, what the fuck? The worst is when someone, you cut someone off and then they call you out and you're like, yeah, my bad. And they can't get over it. Like, what do you think? You think we're all amazing? No one's great at anything. I mean, everything. We're all going to, in the course of a day, you're going to see a terrible driver. I will say this. I got a speeding ticket the other day with my daughter in the car. I mean, I wasn't going crazy fast, but it was like early in the morning and this chick was taking forever. This chick was taking forever just to get to dance class. We're trying to, it's her dance class. It's not my dance class. This is her dance class. And we're like, let's go, you know? And she's like, everything is something. I want to do this, though. I want to get these shoes. I want that. No, you don't. Just let's go. And so I gave a little extra gas. It's 8:20 in the morning on a Saturday. The streets are pretty chill. Fucking motorcycle cop rung me up. And we're listening to Frozen, you know? We're listening to Frozen on the way there. And my daughter's like, I pull over. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm getting pulled over by a cop. And she's like, can you turn the music up? I'm like, no, I can't. I cannot. And then I'm like, could you have a better reason for speeding? Could you? I got my daughter in the car on the way to dance class. That's it. Now, am I driving 90? No, I wasn't driving 90. I was driving like 52 and a 35. That's what I was driving. 50. And I probably had just accelerated. It's not like I was like on my way past 52. Like that's, you know. Whoop. Guy rung me up, gave me the ticket. I was like, I got my daughter. I got a 4-year-old going to dance class. I'm a dad who's going to dance class. I can't get out for that. Nope. I'm like, dude, I'm white, bro. I'm white. And the guy was like, nah, you're going to get a ticket. I guess that is the benefit. They're like, if you weren't white, you'd be dead. I did spring cleaning. I don't think spring clean. I like spring cleaning in the spring, but I did spring cleaning in the new year. It's a great way to be like, yeah, fucking doing new shit. Let me tell you something, guys. For me, this year is about... See, I don't want to say too much because I don't know what I'm going to do. And I don't want to put it on me to live it up to you. You know what I mean? I'm doing it for me, so it's like I don't need to, you know, whatever. But... there are things that I've always wanted to do. See, I remember, I don't know how many people out there go to a therapist, okay? But in my life, I've gone to, the first person I used to go to was she was a spiritual guide. This woman, Elizabeth, she was amazing. There'd be times when I would like sit down in her room and she'd go, God, how much red meat are you eating? I'm like, what? And she could like see it on me. Another time I had fooled around with this girl. And she's like, you got to be careful who you fool around with. You got to get cleansed here. And I'm like, all right. But I used to tell her what my goals were in my career, because my whole career, I've gone to two psychics. Well, I went to one. Another one came to me. I used to bartend. This woman came in. And she was just like telling me about my aura. And she's like, you got this amazing aura. And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, oh, I do this, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, really? And she's like, yeah. I go, hey, can I ask you something? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, am I in the right business? I'm like a comedian and I'm trying. She's like, you are 100% in the right business. And I was like, all right. even though I didn't believe her, you know? And then another time I went to a psychic. I'm like, I got to go to a psychic. I got to find out if this is what I'm supposed to do. And while I was in that with that psychic, her dog came over and took a shit on the floor next to me. Now, this isn't going where you think it's going, where I'm going to be like, what kind of psychic can't predict you see the dog taking a shit? That's not what I was thinking. What I was thinking is like, how bad is my future that this dog's like shitting in the room next to me? Didn't like, you know, we've all shit. You know when you need to. You're gonna like, oh, I can hold a little bit or I'll wait. This dog, it's not like I was in there at 7 o'clock. It was like 10:30 at night. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to a psychic. They got the light on because they live wherever. That's the weird thing about a psychic. They live in the place. You don't ever go to a dentist and they're like, hey, how you doing, man? Hey, come on in. I was just in the back watching TV. Psychic is the only gig where the people live in the place that you're going and you just show up. Like, think about what we're asking psychics to do. We're asking them to give us insight into who we are and our future. Would you, I mean, I guess you go to a therapist at their house, but you never just show up unannounced. Psychics are the only people that just roll in whenever you want. It's like, what up? Can I? Yeah, I'd rather just do it. $50, read my cards. So anyway, when I used to go to this, after the spiritual guide, I stopped going to her. Moved to New York, went to a psychoanalyst. And they like, I think the thing with psychoanalysts is they like, they examine you for a long time before. It's not like quick fix stuff. It's like they examine you for a long time before they give you like a diagnosis. I don't remember. Before that, I was going to this other woman. Then I came back to LA, went to this dude. Then off him, then to this woman who I currently go to. I'm kind of on and off now. But, you know, based on based on some of my life acting in my last 2 months, I should probably be going back. But this one, I used to tell her, I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to do this. I always looked at myself and I'm like, well, I will do stand up to do this, to do this, to do this, to do this. And she used to say, why don't you just go do that? You know, like, why are you doing this to do this, to do this, to then do the one thing you want to do? And I was always like, I don't know. I think because part of me, oh, I always wanted to be a stand-up, and I was just like, oh, I should always do this stuff. But this is the year that I finally stop with the this needs to be this, to this, to this, to this, to get to the one thing. And now, so far this year, I've only been focused on that one thing. I mean, I've been doing stand-up and other stuff, but that's the one thing I'm working on. And hopefully that all moves forward. So what I'm saying to you is, if you're a lily pad jumper like me, thinking in order to get to that one, you got to jump to this one, to this one, to this one, to get to that one, maybe this is the year for you too. You know, maybe this is the year that you're like, you know what? I am going to do that thing. Because at some point, you just have to look and be like, I mean, maybe I can't. Some people don't. You might see someone who did all these things. By the way, my neighbors have been complaining that I yawn too loud. I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, we can hear you yawn, like, all the time. And I was like, all right. And I've been yawning a lot. So there's a couple things. One, my neighbors say I yawn very loud. And then I have other friends that are like trying to make a decision of where technology fits into their life with their kids because they don't like the way their kids are acting and they think that they use too much technology and they're trying to figure out like what are our values around technology. And I've said this before, I think we don't use iPads or iPhones in our house. We just don't. You know, my son's almost 6. Never use an iPad, never use an iPhone. They watch TV once in a while, but only at night. Unless it's like a weird Sunday that like we're exhausted. Like we went for a hike and a picnic for 3 to 4 hours on Sunday and we got home. We're like, let's put a movie on. Let the kids chill out because we needed to chill out. And they were asking us like, how do you just like veg out every day? And I'm like, we don't. You just go. And then when the kids get to sleep, then you can be exhausted. Then you can just pass out, which is why I'm probably always exhausted, but I don't care. You know, like my friends are like, don't you get tired like to do stand up? And I tell them, I'm like, I could be asleep on the couch in the green room and you could wake me up. I'm like, you're on in a minute. And I would go on stage and I'd have all the energy I need because stand up is like that. It's just like you get you just, I don't know, you just find the energy. So my friends are like, you just yawn so loud. And I'm like, oh. And I was like, you know, I don't think, here we go. That's a yawn for me. I try to get everything in it that I can. Just like a sneeze. I'm a big sneezer, dude. I love a good sneeze. I'm not a big three in a row guy. I'm usually, I do one shot and I'm done. And they're usually loud. But I give it my all. So my son's been off this week because it's like they have like this super long winter break. And he, this is like his third week home, and he was sick the week before that, so literally a month. So, like, you know, he and I went to the rock climbing gym together. We've been doing fun stuff. We've been practicing baseball. So the other day, everyone's out of the house but me and him, and I go take a shower, and I'm getting down with my shower, and I hear him down in the other. He goes, no. Is that loud? Tell me if it's loud. I don't think it's super loud. By the way, today I've had an espresso, a cappuccino, a coffee, a giant Coke, this iced tea, and I could still fall asleep. I could have a double espresso before bed and just fall asleep. It doesn't do anything for me. I drink coffee now for the ritual. I'm a ritual guy. If you don't know that about me, you just don't know me. Who says that shit? You know what? You don't know me. Yeah, I know. No one knows you like you know you, because you're probably lying to us, because everyone's lying. I get out of the shower and I hear my son yawning, and he's just as loud as I am. And I'm like, dude, this little bastard. Oh, let me just make sure. I got this. I'm supposed to have this phone call. Here's the deal. People tell you like, oh, you got to get on the call. You got to have this call. Okay, well, you know, let's get on the call. And then you're like ready for it. And then boom, they're not there. And you're like, okay, well, I got to do this podcast. And that's where I'm at, and I never got the call. Oh, hold on a second. Here it is right here. Oh, God. Hold on a sec, you guys. I got to call this thing right now. Hey, sorry. I left you, and I'm back. I left you, and I'm back because I love you so much. No idea what I was talking about. Oh, trying something that you thought you would do down the road. You know what else I want to do? This is what I'm thinking. I make this rosemary bread, okay? It's banging, okay? My wife made it one time, and I was like, where'd you get this recipe? And she's like, Macaroni Grill. Macaroni Grill, they make this rosemary bread, I guess. I have no idea, but we got the recipe, and now you Google it. If you start Googling rosemary bread, like rosemary B, it'll say rosemary bread, macaroni grill. It's like one of the first things that comes up. Like, I guess it's like famous, and it is for a reason. It's spectacular. I think I need more salt in the recipe, but I think I'm gonna start making a ton of it on Sundays, and then putting out like around the neighborhood that Sunday afternoon. My kids are gonna be selling rosemary bread loaves like around 3 in the afternoon, 4 in the afternoon for your dinner, so people can just like come by, buy one, like, you know, around one like this, $5. I haven't done a cost analysis yet, which I don't even know who does cost analysis, but like break it down and see, like, could I do 20, 25 loaves? Could I get 25 loaves out every Sunday, right? 25 loaves, and then see if I can't sell 25 loaves or 20, and then the kids could make like $80 a week. And then just start putting that in their savings account. Like, the kids have been asking us, like, how do we save money? What do you do with money? And I was telling, we had our son alone yesterday, just me and my wife. Like, she's got the week off and my daughter's in school. So we took him and we played baseball, and my wife came, and like, it was the best. And I said to my wife, I'm like, this is what it used to be like when it was just this dude. And I was like, you know what we're going to teach you, buddy? He's like, what? I'm like, no one ever taught us about money. He's 5. We're telling him this. Like, no one ever taught us how to save, what to do with money. Like, my mom definitely didn't. I can't remember anyone telling us. And I said to my wife, I'm like, if we can just instill in him now that for every dollar he earns, you put 50 cents away. I mean, that's a huge number, especially when a kid's going to be like a teenager and they have a job. They're not going to be like getting a $100 check and being like, oh, I'll put 50 away. But if you could get them to get a $100 check and put 25 away, if they put 25% of their money away. And so he started asking us like about money. He's just like, well, and we're like, well, think about everything that you do. Like, it all costs money. And like, we started like explaining, you know, we've done this a number of times, but like, we were just talking about it. And I was like, well, if we could, if I could get them in with me making the bread, cutting the rosemary, doing this and like getting the bread and selling it, they can be a part of this process early and realize like, oh, wow, look how cool this is. Like, you know, first of all, it's just going to be fun for them to be out there. And what I could do is, hey, you're saving 75% of this and 25% we'll put into like, you know, anytime they say we want a toy, like, well, what, how much money do you have? Or can we go get ice cream? Like, yeah, you pay for ice cream now. Like maybe they get that. I had a friend who, this is what he used to do. I was like, do you give your kids allowance? His kids are like 10, 11, that age, you know? He's like, yeah, we give them an allowance, but that allowance, like when we go to like their kids were at like the Little League field and he goes like they pay for their own food, or if we go for ice cream, they pay for their own ice cream. And I was like, oh, that's kind of badass. And he's like, yeah, he's like, we'll go to the grocery store and they, if there are things that they want, they pay for that. I'm like, you know what? I kind of like that. I don't know yet. I never had an allowance. And I'm going to tell you right now, no one in my fucking house is getting an allowance for nothing. You got it. You're going to be doing shit. You're taking out your trash minimum, making your bed, cleaning your, all that bullshit. I mean, before you can get a job, because if you look at it, I mean, when we were kids, dude, we played sports, we played instruments, we were in Boy Scouts, we had jobs, all of it. Where are you finding time to do work, schoolwork? You're not. That's why I was such a fucking idiot. Because you put, like, priority on all these other things. Anyway, that's one of the things that I would love to do is just be able to make my own rosemary bread. And what I should do is it should be, like, a collective in the neighborhood where, like, on Sundays, all the kids are, like, you know, like, we have neighbors that have lemon trees. If you have lemon trees or avocado trees, come down. You know, we'll trade. I don't know. I don't know if I want to trade. Anyway, that's something I'm dabbling in. I told my buddy the other day. So here we go with diet. Okay, let's just get into it. I was doing great on a diet early in the year, or last year, doing keto and trimmed down a ton. I put a ton back on. I mentioned that. And I said to my buddy the other day, I'm like, I just want to be in good enough shape that every morning, all I want for breakfast is bread toasted with butter and coffee. That's it. Bread, buttered bread with coffee. That's all I want. I just think that'd be fucking amazing. Every day, you know? Because bread's like a killer, man. It's killing people left and right. That's another touch. The lemon in there. Iced tea with lemon. Anytime you can. If you have a lemon tree, oh, get out of town. I just want a lemon tree. I feel like I talk about this every single day of every single life. Anyway, I cleaned up my work area. So here's the deal. I used to build tons of stuff. If anyone's out there who does woodworking, and now I just don't do it. I'm finding that the older I get, the less time I'm having. I'm not finding time to do anything. And that's one of the things I really want to do is like, I got to build shelves for my kids' Lego stuff. They get these Lego things and then they just build them and then they destroy them. And then you're just like, well, what the fuck, dude? Maybe if you put them up on a shelf and then you pull it down when you want to play with it and you put it back. And then like, what are you the unfun dad, dude? There's a fine line between being fun and just being like a guy who's like, you gotta have some stuff that sticks around. You know what I mean? I'd like to give a shout out to the show Corporate on Comedy Central that I was lucky enough to be on season 2 of. They got picked up for a third season. If you haven't watched it, I put this out on social media last week. Go watch it. It's dope. It's so dope. I have a pin up there from the show. I've never worked in a corporate environment. And I got to tell you, working on that show, we were in this office building in downtown and we were like where the LA Times used to be. So we're in the old LA Times building, and the offices were insane. And I'm like, man, I would love a corporate job if I just knew that I got an office. I just want a corner office, windows, you do your work, you look out. Anyone out there right now sitting in a corner office? Anyone out there sitting right now? Please tell me if you are, because that's all I want to do is have an office where I can look out at stuff. I think it would be amazing. Golden Globes. Who watched them? I was never an awards guy. I'm talking like up until, I mean, I never liked it when I was not living in LA. Oscars, Emmys, Grammys, none of that. And it was always this weird thing for me. I'm like, no, I don't want to watch those. I want to be able to accept an award. I don't want to watch people get awards. That used to be my attitude. I'm going to make them. Now I'm like, fucking dude, can I write a web series for you? You know what I mean? But Ricky Gervais slayed the goddamn Golden Globes. Slayed it. If you haven't seen it, just like Google and go watch some of the thing, his jokes. He was unbelievable. I laughed my ass off. But one of my favorite things in all of the Golden Globes was Brad Pitt, dude. Can we talk about how much we love Brad Pitt? And when I say we, I mean everyone. I mean everyone. He's so fucking smooth. And this is like an example of spreading positivity in a way that he's not, no one's forcing it. You see people on social media and they're putting out like, hey, people, you know, it's, I love it. I'm not saying do not do that. I'm just saying like sometimes it's like too much. And anyone, you know, during these award shows, people like to give up there and talk about, sorry, talk about like their agenda, you know, like their political agenda or their environmental agenda, which trust me, I have one. Brad Pitt accepted his award, the coolest dude in the room, gave props to everybody, and then he goes, hey, tomorrow when you go out, try to say something kind to someone. That's it. And I saw that, and I looked at my wife, I'm like, how fucking awesome is he? It's just the simplest idea, right? So the next day is Monday. My little daughter is going to school, and I go, hey, River, today, pick one person you see and you want to say something kind to them, okay? And she looked at me like, what are you even talking about? And it was just like, just the simplicity of him saying it and then paying it forward. You know what I mean? Be like, yeah, I like that idea. I'm going to tell my kid to do the same thing. Now, have I? I'm pretty good about it. Like, I was at the grocery store with my boy, and like, I'll see someone. I'm like, you got a great voice. I tell people, I like great voice is a nice one. You got a really good voice. People tell you that? So I got today. I'm like, you look like Jack Nicholas. Anyone ever tell you that? They're like, no, no one has. And actually, that is not a compliment. I was like, yeah, probably not. Golf today, in case you couldn't tell by this outfit. This is one of my golf outfits. I love a good golf outfit. I love a good anything outfit. Now, I've never been a dude who can dress hip-hop-y. I've always wanted to be like, oh, can I be a hip-hop guy? No, I can't. I'd like to be, but I can't. But I like if I'm going apple picking, I want to look like a guy who goes apple picking. You know what I mean? I want the jeans, a flannel, maybe like a waffled, you know, what are those shirts? No collared shirts on long sleeve that maybe like you roll down the flannel and you see that underneath with boots where people are like, wow, is he cold? And like, nah, he's warm. Fingerless gloves. I got fingerless gloves. I got a couple pair. I have three pairs. My wife gave me a new pair for Christmas and I love them. Like I want cold weather just to wear them because there's just something I love. You know, people all the time like, dude, what are you wearing? I remember one time I was wearing a scarf in LA and someone was like, dude, what are you wearing a scarf for? And I'm like, because it's winter and I want to. I want to wear a scarf. I'm not wearing a beanie, a snow hat in 85 degree summer heat, which people do and I can't stand. It's winter. I'm wearing a scarf. It's winter. I'm wearing fingerless gloves. People are always like, what are you, a hobo? I don't know how hobos took that look. Right? Hobos like own the fingerless glove look. Like they just kind of like, yeah, this is us, dude. We're around a tin can with the fire going and we got fingerless gloves. Like was it that they got these gloves that were fucked up and they cut the fingers off? No one's had gloves that were so bad that the fingers all ran out in them. You know what I mean? Nobody. You would find another pair of gloves before you wore out every finger in those gloves, hands down. It was just like some costume designer somewhere for some show was like, fingerless gloves, man, that's what hobos wear. And everyone's like, fuck yeah, they do. It's not like you had a cell phone where you need to be able to text. It wasn't like you needed to maneuver machinery, so you needed your fingers or your typing. There was nothing. No reason for it. It's 4 in the afternoon I'm recording this, and I've yawned 7 times so far. I sleep hard until I get woken up in the middle of the night by crying kids who are having nightmares. But I love the fingerless glove. I mean, I'm going to do it. I mean, I wanted to wear it in that Christmas special that I made, but I didn't, you know? I also like, this is one of my favorite things. I dress up for the airport. I dress up for the airport. People just like, they like to go in sweats. Not me. I like to look baller. You can look like you're going anywhere at the airport. People can see you and be like, fuck, where's that guy going? Who fucking knows? You see someone dressed baller at the airport. I got a matching like bag for my computer and duffel bag for like overnight bag. I have an overnight bag, but I've never packed it just for an overnight. I've gone on overnights, like for New Year's Eve, I did Helium, which, by the way, if anyone, I don't think I've mentioned, no, I haven't done a podcast since then. Fucking Portland. You people are the best. We sold out both shows. The crowds were amazing. I thought, like, I'm going to have to deal with some hecklers, no, none of that. None of it. It was, hold on 1 second. Light a candle. You ever ever hang with people that light like that? They pull that move. I only do it if I'm dipping into a candle like that. But anyone who's like smoking a bowl or lighting a cigarette like that, get out of here. Why wouldn't I have a candle when I can? This is Pine Camp. Oh, it smells awesome. I love candles, dude. I love them. The hell was I just saying? Portland. God damn, I love that town. I got up there, went into town, like went into the city. What'd I do? I went to Bunk Sandwiches. If you ever go to Portland, go to Bunk Sandwiches. Best. Had an amazing sandwich. Went back to my hotel, chilled, watched TV, which is the best. It was cold and rainy. Smoked a cigar. Went and met Caleb Sinem. He opened for me. Hilarious dude. He's going to be on the Comedy Central show that I produced on with Bill Burr and All Things Comedy. So watch him there. Super funny dude. Super funny dude. He has so many great jokes. He crushed. And then the manager up there, Nick, who I love to death. What's up, Nick? Anyway, I love that town. And then afterwards, everyone was hanging out. We just had such a great night. You know, like when you go to cities and you're just like, man, everyone here is cool. Burlington, Vermont's a city like that. Atlanta, Georgia is a city like that. You're like, every time I go, I've never had a negative experience. The people are always awesome. I like the crowds. I like the people that I work with. I like the people at restaurants I go to. These are the towns. These are the reasons you like feel good about a city. Portland's always been like that. Atlanta's always been like that. I've only been to Louisville once, but Louisville was like that. You see how I said it? And then you go to a town like San Francisco. Which I like San Francisco, but the people sometimes, they suck. Not always. Sometimes they suck. Sometimes the audiences are like, I think you could do better. And then like you're out like at like the market, you know, at the pier market or whatever. And people are like, yeah, like the people working are dicks. The people shopping are dicks. The fucking cab drivers are dicks. And you're like, this city sucks, dude. What are we doing here? That's the way San Francisco felt for like, when I first went there, I loved it for the first like 3 trips to San Francisco. And then the next first five trips, the next four sucked. And now the last two have been awesome. But Portland. And I've said this before, and I've seen a lot of you on Instagram especially, like, tagging comedy clubs that you want me to come to. Like Oklahoma City, someone's like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay, tag them. Said, I would love to come to Oklahoma City. My buddy Dustin has a restaurant in Oklahoma City. I would love to get out there and see it. Kansas City, Missouri. I don't know why. I would love to go there. Madison, Wisconsin. I want to come back there. Austin, Texas. I want to go there. I've never had a bad time in Austin either. Trying to think where else. I'm going to Vermont, I believe, in April. So I was supposed to go there in December and then had something else come up. But I am coming back to Burlington, Vermont, to Vermont Comedy Club. And I'm stoked about that. The owners are awesome. That town is awesome. I can't wait to be there. Last time I was there for one night. This is going to be three nights. I can't wait to just be in that town for 3 days. Negative, I'll be away from the family. Positive, cool town. It's why I don't go to a ton of places, you guys. People have asked. That's why. I want to be around my family, and I don't want to go to shitty places. So, but I had such a good time on New Year's Day. I got came home, spent New Year's Day with the fam. God, just doing nothing, isn't it? Do you guys ever just plan nothing? I do. Sometimes you have to. Sometimes you get so wrapped up in the idea that you always have to have something going on. It's nice to say, it's nice to have someone like ask you, hey, what are you doing on Saturday? And I'm like, I don't know. Let me check with the wife. And then be like, hey, do we have anything going on Saturday? And she's like, no. And then her being like, don't plan anything. And then being like, done. We make a plan to not have a plan. Because sometimes you just got to do nothing, you know? You just want to be able to like sit in your house and have the kids play on the street instead of being like, oh, we're going somewhere. We got, you know, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to stay right here. I want to be able to like, hey, I'm going to do work for an hour while the kids play Legos. Yeah, all right, you know. It's the best. Making plans to not have plans. I think there should be, there's like a couple things, like I said, I haven't really, I've got written down some things that I want to do, but I want a whitewater raft this year. I haven't done it in a while, and I want a whitewater raft again. Did I say this last week? Is this like on my head and I'm saying it? I remember whitewater raft. I think I did. I think I talked about like how this is one of my favorite things that I don't always do is whitewater raft. I gotta do it. There's not a ton of things that I'm like stoked that I like need to do, but that is like one thing, because I also think that if I don't start doing that, I'm gonna get old and I'm not gonna want to do it. Here's another thing, skiing. Skiing for people in LA, it's like an hour 40 away. You can go, you know, I know that doesn't, if you like live back east, you're like, that seems far. It's not far when you live in Los Angeles. You're like, you can get to a mountain that you could see them like on a clear days. You see these snow-capped mountains in the distance in Los Angeles, and you're like, oh man, we can get that quick to snow. And I don't ski, but I don't know. There's part of me that's like, I think I could be pretty good at skiing. Cut to me wrapped around a tree, you know? Fuck that. Want to let you know something else we got coming up. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I have like three set up of like, we're going to, you know, because look at me. You know what I mean? What am I even talking about? I'm running out of time constantly. This is like short podcast. We don't want that. We want to get some good, healthy stuff in here, get some new people, mix it up, you know? So we got some good episodes that I'm going to interview some guys and gals and vary up what's going on around here. The other thing is I got this salt crystal lamp that people tell me like gives off good energy. Like, how much stuff do we believe in? Like, do you guys believe in, like, I know that you can eat healthy and get and take care of your body better, but like, do you believe in like face creams and like creams? Like, do we believe in that? Like, do we believe that that salt crystal lamp, if I put that on, is going to do anything for us? Do we believe that? I know I believe environmentally. Like, yeah, if everyone drove electric cars, yeah, we'd have cleaner air. There's science behind that. This is just like, I don't know. I also want to get one of those things. anyone ever cook on the... I'm asking you these guys these questions because, like I've said to you 100 times, if you email me, I have things to talk about. I'll talk about them. You know what I mean? I will talk about them. So I'm asking you guys, so then you can respond to me, holidaybakeryproductions@gmail.com, or DM me on Instagram or Facebook. Easiest ways. Those salt blocks that you cook fish on, you just like put a fish on it and you cook it and it's supposed to, like, what does it do? Do you then have a smell? Like, when does it go away? Like, my friend has one and I'm like, do you use it? He's like, nah, we don't really use it. I'm like, well, why does anyone have it? Or like those cedar planks. Why does anyone ever have these things? I don't understand. Like, these are the things that I'm going to, like, I want to cook new food in the new year. Maybe use one of the, it's just going to be me buying something. My wife and I are obsessed with buying shit. That's a fact. You know, we just like to buy shit. We like to spend money. What feels so good about spending money that we constantly do it? We buy things for kids. They don't need it. We buy stuff for ourselves. We don't need it. Why? Why are we doing it? I don't know. Email me. Ask me questions so I can answer them. I got some guests coming up. This has been a super short episode, but sometimes it's going to have to be like that because of just what's going on in our lives. I don't make excuses. I just roll with it. I love you guys. I appreciate you listening. And I'll talk to you next week.